called it Yitzchak ben Avram. Avram hoyle that Yitzchak. Dr. Chassam Soifer, based on a Gemara by the Zohar, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that the Emes Menoroi inside the Teva that a Mamzer shouldn't be Moilus. Because what's the tale is that it should be Marvim Mamzer? Nor Oilim Kimen Hagi Noig. And the Baal Oilim Kimen Hagi Noig, Eime Ma'abed Elomim Ne Shoitin. Of a Be'etim Shteta that inside the Teva, Vel Nishkadav Zayin, that a Mamzer is Moilus. Now Yitzchok was an Okar. So Be'emes inside the Teva is Haka shouldn't have been. So now the Lassoni Adar are saying, Me'avi Melech Nisavra Sarah. Of them, Dr. Pasik, the Eile Talmud Yitzchok ben Avram, Avram Hoyle is Yitzchok. We both are going to now say that these are the Talmud of Yitzchok, the taste that he had children, Yaakov and Esau. So, right, they said it's not Me'av Melech Nesavra Sarah, because if Yitzchok, it was Shaloike Derech Hatever that he was Moilet. The Emes, the Emes, the ones have made it a Mamzer is Moilet. It must be from the fact that there is Talmud to Yitzchok ben Avram, that it's Taka Avram was Hoyle is Yitzchok and not Yishmael. Now, the Emes Seto, the Emes Bechlau, this parasha, Eile Talmud, this is the Talmud of every Yid. What's the story of every Yid? The story of every Yid is Yaakov and Esav. The story of every Yid is that he's at a Parashas Drachim, Tog Teglach, Yedeminut, his ganze life. He's at the crossroads of should he go B'darkei Shel Yaakov or B'darkei Shel Esav. Yaakov and Esav is the Dmus of the Bein Harav, Bein Atoiv, Uvacharta B'chaim. That's the fact that Eile Toil, that this is the story of every Yid. We have to start to see in the Meshach of the Parsha, Vashteta, what's the type of Yaakov, what's the type of Esav, and what's the derech asher yovel le'olam. Vayetar Yitzchok la'shem l'noichach ishtoi tfilo b'emes atzach shteito in the parashah vegan tfilo shteit behemshech the whole musuk of a koil koil Yaakov is the koyach of tfilo. Atzach in the parashah is the inyan of tfilo. I had a hargosha, it's a scary thing to say, of a, we'll say over, the dechila rechima, of a hargosha. A little over 2 weeks ago, the yeshiva and Gans Klal Yisrael was in his baser about the patira of the Rosh Yeshiva Zechatad in the Kaddish Levach. Shtel tachfar, haga ba'atmach, imagine that everyone would have gotten their message, either it was Monday night in Chutz Lorot or Tuesday morning early over here, and the Olam would get a message that the Rosh Yeshiva had a very, very major heart attack and he's in critical condition. The outpouring of tefillah that would have been, anyone that filled the Levi would realize, there would have been tens and thousands of people by the Kaisel. And there would have been a zap with smav tefillah. I heard from an Odom Godel, said a chiddush, he said, and I heard, and the Hasbeidim people said various mahalchim and then, but this was a new derher, that's why the Eibishter took him without a warning. Nestorim darchi Hashem, the cloud and why the Eibush Tatsuginuman. However, if there would have been that warning, the Utsma of Tfila, of Vayetar Lashem, that would have been, Vomandas, it would have been able to be Oikadik. And as the Gemara says in Sukkah, someone's marrying me, it says, Vayetar Yitzchak Lashem, that a Tfila of a Tzadik is Doimel Atar, that the Pshat is that it could be Oikadik Zayr from Ralatois. The Koyach of Tfila. And Kaseid in the parsha, you have the Koyach HaTfilah. Vayit Ashtey, Vayisroi Tetzul Habonim Bekirbo, Yaakov, when she is, Loshon of Chazal, when she was, Oymedet Liyad Beit Knesset, so Yaakov Avinu wanted to go out. And when she was, Oyveret Liyad Beit Avodah Zarah, not Oymedet, right, by a Beit Knesset, Rivka stood. She stopped to say, Amen Yeshme Rabba, to hear, a Divrei Torah. When she was Oymedet Liad Beit Knesset, Yaakov wants to go out. When she was Oyveret, quickly, Yad Beit Avodah Zarah, Esav Rosh Umafar Chetlotit. Esav had to run, because it was a rush, because Rivka was quickly walking past the Beit Avodah Zarah. Avachol, and that's the Vayisroi Tetzu. The Pirush HaTor brings that Pashat, they were fighting about the fact that Esav was Ish Sa'ir. He was Hiri, so it wasn't Bakvem, Pashat, the Yaakov Avinu. That's what the Torah brings, he said, on Pashat Pshat. But the way Chazal are bringing that he wanted to run out, so Avada Shteta, that Al-Ach, that Esau, that Yaakov is learning with a Malach, that Avada, everyone, Bimei Imo, is learning with a Malach, Kol HaToyra Kula, Megalu Le'Rodei Toyra, Aber mit Azach Avrusa wie Esav, ist es teuf nicht. Azach Avrusa. Aber, he didn't stand as I run out. When there's a better option, when there was a big Knesset. Stand as I fly from the gas and blame it on the Chavrusa Leichen Nishtamah. When he passed by the Beit Knesset, in spite of the fact that there was a Rav that was Doima, or more than Doima, that was Malach Hashem Tzavakos, over with a Chavrusa of the Yisrael, Gezucht, and under a Shir, and under a Yeshiva, when it's a given, an option of an under a Yeshiva. Now Rivka doesn't understand, she says, Loma Zeh Anoichi. So there's a few shots, and one shot is, we know that Avraham Avinu came up Soilus also. We had Yitzchak, but he had it to Yishmael. Yitzchak also had Yaakov and Esav. Until Yaakov's Tata brings out Mitzotei Shleima. Could be, that was the Bikuach of Yosef and the Shvatim, they felt that it's not Nishlam yet, over, that he felt it wasn't Nishlam yet, over here Avada there was Psoilus. Now Rivka is saying, Loma Zeh Anoichi. Why by Avraham, the Psoilus came from a different wife. Haki had a Yitzchak, and he also had a Yishmael. But the Yishmael came from Hagar, came from someone else. Loma Zeh Anoichi, why is by me the Ra also, the Tzad Ra, she understood that it's a Tzadik and a Rasha, like this Pshat. She was asking, Loma Zeh Anoichi, why is it coming from me? The Emes is, they say though, it says the Hemshech, you know, actually it says it earlier, Sarah wanted to be Megarish Yishmael. Rivka, we don't find that there was the Indian that she was Megarish Esav. And the simplest shot is, Balk is an Egan and Zun, it's her own son. Sarah, Saif, is not being Megarish, her own son. Rivka over here did not want to be Megarish, her own son. There are other shots though, because there was a Havtocha, Mimei Ayich Yiparedu. Don't worry. This that you were worried that Yishmael would have a bad hashpah on Esav, over here it's different. It's Mimei Ayich Yiparedu, they'll be separated. Of Becholik, this wasn't a worry. Loma Zeh Anoichi. Loma Zeh Anoichi. Why is the Tzad Hara also coming from me? From the Gro, they say of Shat that since she saw that in the Stira, on one hand, he wants to go out by Beis Knesset, he wants to go out by Beis Avodah Zarah, so Rivka was Choshish, maybe Ki'imu, Kaviyachal, maybe there's more than one Rishus, maybe there's Shtei Rishuyot. And she's questioning, Vatelech Lidroish Es Hashem, Es L'Rabbos. Es L'Rabbos, up to going. She wasn't sure. It's by Yisroitzu, she sees there's two directions being pulled here. Maybe Taka, Loma Zeh Anoichi, why only Anoichi Hashem Alekech? It looks like this Shtei Rishuyot. That was Kiyimud, what her Shaila was. On the Derech of Melitza, there's a Mahalach to say that what she was worried about is that she understood it's twins, and one's a Tzaddik, one's Nishtad Tzaddik, but then she passed by a Reform Shul, and both of them wanted to go out. And she didn't know what that was all about. So Vatelech Lidroish Es Hashem Vazazid, so they explained Vazazid. So then she says back, Loma Zeh Anoichi, Al Pashteichah, but why do they Bechlal? If they still have, I don't know, nowadays they don't have any. But if they have a Seres HaDibris, Loma Zeh Anoichi, Vos Leigen Zeh Bechlal, Seres HaDibris, by Zedar. The Biskarov goes with a Mahalach that Be'emes, they're trying to kill each other. The Kaseid of the Muhammad between Yaakov and Esav. Now, maybe one of them is a Roidus. Is an Uber have a din of Roidus? There's a chilik between a din of Ben Noyach and by Yisrael. For a Ben Noyach, Uber also has a din of Roidus. For Yisrael, not. So she had a suffix. Maybe Yaakov has a din of Yisrael. But Esav has a din of a Ben Noyach. Maybe we have to kill him. Because Mitzad Gidrei Ben Noyach, Esav is a Roidus. And by Ben Noyach, he done Roidus already. Before, and on that the answer was no. Mimei ayich yiparedu. The vinyl they both have a din Yisrael. Either because of Urbi Yerachimoi, Esav is Eichet Ashtik Rivka, or maybe Bechlal, it's not a bet yourself yet that Esav is the Ben Noyach is the Rasha. It's only Mimei ayich yiparedu. The vinyl, it doesn't have this inyan of Roidus. There's an alternative Mahalach. There are those that learned that Rivka, when she originally came to be Doyrish Es Hashem, she didn't know what was going on. She didn't know yet that it's twins. Hasikimei, that it's one, and he also wants to go to the Beis HaKnesset and the Beis HaTorah, and also do Ander Zachim, Oichet Torah, and Oichet University, Oichet Torah, and Oichet the Rechai. Dot can it sign one, and the Taka told him it's not one. It's not. There's no such thing as a Klayim as a Beis Zam. There's separately there's a Yaakov, and separately there's an Esav. Mimei Ayichi Parei. That was Margir of Aznena that it's one. One, that wasn't, she didn't want to be silent. Now, another thing they were told her is Virav Yavoid Soir. The Nitziv says, it's a Vartan Dictus, but it brings out a big Yisoy. We know Keseda that Yaakov and Esav later by the brachas, that's what comes out also. The Gemara says it in Megillah. Either one is up or the other one. The Gemara says in Megillah, Im yoyimar lecha adam harbu shneim, Yerushalayim and Kisri and the Goyim, al tamen. Yoshbu shneim al tamen. V'shosh echad, yoyishiv echad v'churva. It's always one. One of them is up, one of them is the other, el yoyin, and one of them is down. The pshat is, that's why the pasuk says is v'rav yavoid so'ir. It doesn't say v'rav yavoid lit so'ir, and it doesn't say v'rav yavoid bit so'ir, which would have the opposite meaning. It says it in ambiguous lashon. V'rav yavoid so'ir. Will it be rav yavoid bit so'ir, or rav yavoid lit so'ir? Gufa depends on the kaseda, the ongoing melchama between Yaakov and Esau. Vayigdalu hanorim, Rashi brings down, called man shahoyu ktanim, loy hayu nikr b'maseyim, ein oda medachtik behem mativo. Kivan shenasu b'nei shloish esrei, zeh pirish labotei medrish, v'zeh pirish l'avoy dezora. By the age of 13, that's when it was clear, one went to the Beis Medrash, one went to the Avoy dezora. So there's a kasha, that they ask, we know that it says, Avraham Avinu was nifter 5 years early, all the others were supposed to live 180, Yitzchak Taki did. Yaakov, there was a Bazundar Cheshbon, why he lived only 133. Avraham was nifter 175, 5 years early. Shulayira Esav Nechdoi Hoylech Latar Basra. Now, according to the Cheshbon, when they were born, when Avraham Avinu was nifter, they were 15 years old. Undosh Seito and Rashi, Kivan Shanasu B'nei Shloish Esrei, Zeh Pirish Labeis HaMedrish, Yoshev Oyelim, Zeh Pirish Labeis HaMedrish. So already at 13, he was already Pirish Labeis HaMedrish. Vosh stated that Avram didn't see him go to Tar B'Sra until he was 15. There's 2 years here of Tar B'Sra, Asachim and Uftan in Tzveyor. Chamesh Averis Chamuris Che'osav O'Yisayon. So I heard of Shas from Rav Michal Zilberstita. He said, Avad, when they were Bar Mitzvah already, Esav was going with Tar B'Sra. But you're able to fake it. Heich ma'asman es ha-melach, es ha-tfuah, meken ha-shpilton, meken t'cha-eifageven. Over the Mishnah says in Pirkei Yoveis, ben Chomish le-Mikra, ben Esther le-Mishmeh, Ben Shloish Esrei LeMitzvah, Ben Chamesh Esrei LaGemara. When it comes to the Blas Gemara, there's no more playing around. Other do waste the Blas Gemara, other do waste the Blas Gemara. Esav could have made a Bar Mitzvah, he could have done what's mechanic and arm spieling. Oh, but when he's 15, Dan already Avram was Nifta Shalayira, Esav Hoy with the Tar B'Sra. When I come to him, when I have to ask him, waste the Blas Gemara, other waste the Blas Gemara. The 15-year-old, that's the test, that's when to know. That's when to know if he's going to be a Yaakov or an Esav. Now we said this whole parsha is Toldos of Yaakov and Esav. It's to understand the difference between Yaakov and Esav. What's Taka the Mahus of what's going on here between Yaakov and Esav? Can you do what Yitzchak wanted to give the brachas to Esav, and that father's abir will have to see for Hemshech, what's the pshat in Yitzchak's Havamina? Yitzchak wants to give the brachas to Esav. And be Yoyser. You realize Yitzchak didn't want to give brachas to Yaakov? What is Yaakov shuldig? Yitzchak in his original plan wanted to only give brachas to Esav, not to Yaakov. But kufnish to Yaakov oichet brachas? He doesn't also deserve brachas. The Shem Yishmuel explains that the original havamina of Yaakov and Esav, what Yitzchak wanted to do, Yitzchak thought it's going to be a bechina of shvatim. I thought it'd be the next door, Taki Yaakov was minded, mitosai shleima yud bei shvatim. The original plan here is that Yitzchak thinks that he's going to stel a bech shvatim, a bechina of Yisachar and Zvulun. The brachas to Esav were a bracha to both. Esav was going to be the tzinar. Esav was going to be the hechatimsa. How through him, the bracha will be chal on both of them. The tzinar of Shefa, through the Zvulun, through the Esav. Right? Through the Nasa and Nishma. Nasa is Esav, is Asiya, and Nishma is the Torah Alein, both together as a shutfit. So the bracha originally was to both. After Yitzchak chaps what Esav is about, he has to switch it and give brachas to Yaakov. But in the original plan, he's planning to give brachas to both. Now in the tzur of how it's done, of the Yisachar Zvulun, is the Ikar and the Tuffel. The Shem Yishmuel explains, he says, you have Oilam Hazeh is the Tuffel. Oilam Hava is the Ikar. Sheshes Yimei HaShavua is the Tuffel, which is Shabbos is the Ikar. A person has to have the priorities, what's the Ikar and what's the Tuffel. And that's also the Surah how it was supposed to be with Yaakov and Esav. And that was Esav's mistake. Esav comes and asks, the Shem Yishmuel explains, Esav comes and asks, Heich ma'asun es ha-melech. Eich ma'aslan et ha-teben. Farseisach, what's the punk this shayla? Well, I have all questions to ask. Farfrum to questions, what he could ask. She should come ask him if he should hold it. Has the mechira, if he should hold it. Shchit, if he should hold it. There's a lot of things to ask. Punk, he's asking, Eich ma'aslan et ha-melech, Eich ma'aslan et ha-tfuh. So there's a pshat, because Maisers was Yitzchak's shekloli. Maisers, the Rama brings, was what Yitzchak was, Machadish, Yitzchak. When you want the MSB mischadev on someone, frag him of Zayn Shir Kloli. Frag him, ask him on his topic. This was the topic that was covered by Yitzchak. Frag him of Zayn is asking. Of a Zog Hashem Shmuel Pshat like this. Melach is the tussle. Melach is the preservative to the food. Teven is the part of the wheat that's not the ikkur that you eat. It's what keeps it preserved. It's what keeps watch there, over it. Esav's mistake, and this is bringing out his whole mahus. He came to ask Yitzchak, Heich ma'asven es ha-melech and teven, that you take off mitzvahs off the teven. He made the ikkur tuffel, and he made the tuffel ikkur. That's his mistake. He thinks that you take mitzvahs even on the melech, even on the teven, which is not the ikkur. Had he understood the system, how it's supposed to be, that both are good, there's a system here of Yaakov and Esav that together are supposed to shtel avek. Now this issue of mixing up his priorities, I think Be'emes is deeper even, how you shtel avek in the chiluk of Yaakov and Esav. Say some basic things, but it boils like this inyan of mixing up your priorities, what's very important, what's less important, and what's very not important to do in life, and what to realize where you're still at. It's very interesting. Esav says, Yesh li roiv. Yaakov says, Yesh li koil. Later on in the psukim. Yaakov says, Yesh li koil. The Vova talks about his others. What's the difference of Yeshli Koil and Yeshli Roy? Yeshli Koil is Yaakov's expression of saying, I have everything I need. He's Sameach, Bechel Koil. He has whatever he needs. And that's why he could talk to him in Simcha. Esav says, Yeshli Roy. Oh, Chavasach. Unichvil Asach Mer. I have a lot and I want that much more. Misha Yeshli Moneh. Roy from Masayim. Masayim doesn't mean 50% because it says, Ein Adameh, the Chetzi Tavosu the other. He wants another 200. He doesn't even have a third. Kesedim, he wants more and more. He's not the stopper from wood. Esav says, Yeshli Roitzi. Of Rabboisai, that's in Gashmias. In Gashmias, Yaakov looks and says, Yeshli Koil. He asks the Rabboi Nishlan, this is the next parasha. He wants Beged, Lilbosh, Lechem, Lecho. That's all. First Esav, Beged is Lilbosh, Lechem is Lecho. What's the Hadgosha? What's Beged? Beged, Lecho. Lechem, Lilbosh. What was made to verse? He's saying, he wants the gashmis that he's been given for to be able to do Ratzon Hashem for pashtus without grois and musavim, yeshli koil. Esav says yeshli roiz. Over that's interesting. That's in gashmis. And when it came to ruchnius, is punk faker. Yaakov is a lashon of Akev. Akev is a heel. Yaakov in his avoidus Hashem and in ruchnius always feels that he's at the bottom and he has a long way still to go. You say in Yiddish, he says, Mazon the Spirit Afartigit. He doesn't feel that he's a fulfilled, totally, he did his job. He's gone at the beginning of his Mahalach. And what's Esav? Esav is a Lashon of Osu. Osui. He's done. Esav is also Begematria Shalom. 376. Esav, and his Ruchnis is at peace with himself. He's done there, he's at the top of the hill. Showing Yoisegeven. He already did his thing. And it's Mavel Alarayim. It's setting up the priorities. For Gashmias, Yaakov is the Sameach Bechelkoi. And Esav has Groysum Musogim Yeshli Roy. And in Ruchnias, Takis Punkfakert. In Ruchnias, Yaakov feels he's still at the beginning. He's the Akev. He's at the heel. He has one way to go. Because he started. The Imasisa Kvar Masu. Al Takhtik Toibel Asmacha. And Esav is already Beshlemus. He's already finished. This expresses itself a few more times. Esav comes and he says, "How we pay me nom in our other mazeh." He sees red, he sees the challenge, whatever it was there. He sees it now. He wants it. I saw this part once. It's interesting. In a spectrum of colors, white light when it gets in a spectrum. I don't know if you know this in English. It's roi gibib. It's the spectrum array of colors. It starts all the way at red. Even underneath red is infrared, and then it goes orange, yellow, vachule, all the way to blue, indigo. That's tcheles. The all the way to the other end is tcheles. Yaakov sees, Esav sees the red right in front of him. How he's hanging? No, right now. And Yaakov sees tcheles. Doim aliyam, shedoim alerukia, shedoim alakisa yakovid, nitzchis. Mamash, the opposite end of the spectrum. Esav sees right now Oilam Hazeh, the Tufel, Halitaini Nomina Odeim Odeim Hazeh, Yaakov is exactly the opposite. Yaakov sees the Tcheles. Yaakov sees Nitzchias Doim Elokisei Yaakovit. Pashut the opposite. And again, it's Pashut, we're going to the Pesukim, it says it again. Vayomer Esav, Hini Anoichi Hoylech Lomos. Lomos Eli Bechayra. That's an attitude. The Gemara says in Brachas, if a person is not so Pashut where he's holding, the way to be Mesayr yourself is Yashkir Lo Yoyim HaMisa. And that's an Esav, Nechayna, how to be Mesayr yourself to do the right Ratzon of Hashem. And what is Esav from that same outlook? Hini Anoichi Hoylech Lomos. Gesedik, Aleidik, let's let him hop around. Lomos Eli Bechayra. The same nekuda of being mizboyin on Yoyim HaMavis brings him to an opposite conclusion. Because in the Shoyrish Hadvarim, he's starting from the other end. He's looking for right now. Another thing, Esav says, ki oyeis anoichi. He says, halitein ki oyeis anoichi. What's meant oyeis anoichi? So once a pshat, anoichi is anoichi Hashem olekecha. A lot of times, and it's so true, a person comes and he says, I'm tired, I'm famatic. I can't learn. It was a hard day. Tomorrow I'll get a good night's sleep. Tomorrow, straight to learn. Oyeif anoichi. But 10 minutes later, something comes up. After the gishmak inyan, he's somewhere and says, "Yeah, frische koiches. Atrius am eisim geworden. And I imagine when it comes to anoichi, he says oyeif anoichi. And for those of us that saw, that was zoicha to see by the Rosh Hashiva there, chazadik levar. No. When he was taken out of Fitzes Koyach, over Nachamal, for a Zogin Ashir, for being Marvitz Torah, there was no Oyeif Anoichi. Rav Gedalia Shlita, he said, by the Hesed, he said, Alchei Shechatanu Lefanecha Be'oynis. What's made that Alchei Shechatanu Lefanecha Be'oynis? That's also a chait. It's a chait. The person says, I'm Be'oynis, yeah, Retzachayna Oynis. It's Ki Oyeif Anoichi. It's all Demyoynis. It's all the Yoinis. That's Al-Khay Shechatan Lefanecha Ba'oinis. Fakir. To use the Koiches for the right thing. One more Nakuda that's Mavur here. Again, a person's Asenderach to be Machin if he's a Yaakov or Esav. The Pasuk says, Mi Mei Ayichi Paredu. There's a Hasidish of art. What does it mean, Mi Mei Ayichi Paredu? You want to see the difference between the Tzadik and the Rasha. Look how he eats. How he eats from the stomach. Mi Mei Ayichi Paredu. You can be Masrid and tell the Chilik whether a person's eating in order to have koiches for avodas Hashem, or for andere in yonim, to drown out his depression, and it says also vayivaz Esav es habechayra, vayivaz Esav es habechayra. Yaakov sells the bechayra to him for an Azid Adoshin. And the Emes, it's not fair. He didn't give him a good deal. The Bechayra is Zicha worth a lot more. And he didn't sell it to him for the right price. But the Pshad is, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz has a whole Yisoy. In Ruchnius, your Schar in Ruchnius is what you value it as. If Esav felt and expressed the fact that for him the Bechayra is worth a Nezir Adoshim, that he got a good deal, that's what his Bechayra is worth to him. His Bechayra is worth to him what he was willing to pay for it. If a person is ready in the middle of Seder, when he's holding in the middle of a Toysis, because he's tired, he has a whole Cheshbon, but therefore he's going to go out and get a can of Coke, that's how much his Black Gemara is worth. And, or coffee, or whatever it was. But if he's not going out, and even if someone's offering him $10,000, he's saying, Nein, ich halt jetzt the mitten of my toysis, then that's how much his toysis is. Your ruchnius is what you value it as, and that's the schar you're going to get in Olam Haba. If at the end of the day, the groyser mesugim you have is for the nicer car, and the nicer house, the nicer this, that's what they'll give you upstairs. And achim veg, that's not what you're supposed to be looking for. We say over, there's a famous meister with the after Rebbe. It's a long mind, we'll say very big sorrow. A yid came to him and said that he has to make 3 chasanis and he doesn't have even mamish pruta lefarta and he doesn't know where even to start. So the Rebbe told him, the first business deal that you offered, go out now, and the first thing you offered, go invest in it. He goes to the inn and he sees a couple of Moshe Leitzimnitz, that are sitting over there, and they see what are you handling. They're making an offer, a business deal, and they understood. They saw the guy's epistatomim a little bit, and they understood from him he's being taken. The first thing he's being offered, the guy said, "I'll sell you for $100. I'll sell you by olam haba." I said, "Okay." The rabbi said, "The first thing to buy, he bought the olam haba for $100." The guy goes home. He tells his wife, "Has too. There was a maisa. Funny story. We met a guy. $100, easy $100. I sold him my olam haba. It was a joke." She turned red, she turned blue, she turned green, she turned all the colors. She was very upset, she had nothing to him. Until you get this olam haba back, I'm not living with a husband that doesn't have olam haba. He sold off his olam haba. B'shum oifen, go get it back. He goes searching to the gate, he doesn't find it. And he finally finds him in a winkel dart, and he says, "Listen, you know, it was really a joke. Hey, $100 back, I'll give you $200 back, but you know, really, let's rip up the star." Because they really took it in earnest. He wrote up a star on the mechir. He said, "No, b'shum oifen, my rebbe told me the first thing that I should invest in, this is it." Kids are matu matan back and forth. They have no choice. They go to the Abt Rebbe himself, and after a long drawn out matu umatan, he settled. I don't know how much it costs to make three weddings. He settled for $50,000. He'll buy it back, the Olam Haba, and Taka Kachava, the guy was able to make three chasnas, a moifis from the Abt Rebbe. But they went afterwards and they asked him, the couple, and they asked him, Mamon of Shach, we sold it for $150,000. What's my husband's Olam Haba worth? So he told her, when he sold it as a joke for $100, it wasn't even worth $100. But when he was ready to buy it back, yes, you had a frying pan on top of his head, yes. But when he was ready to buy it back for $50,000, yes, that's what it was worth. Your ruchnius, your osit, is worth what you value it as. Esav felt it was worth the nezirat doshim. That's what he got. He got his deal. Let me say, though, there's a story with Reb Chaim Oizer Gudzinski. There was some bachrim in Vilna that went for a spazir ben azmanim, and they were stuck in the middle of Ekvelt, in the middle of a forest somewhere, and there was no one around. They were very hungry. They didn't take enough tzedek l'dera. In the middle, they see a little hut where this old lady is living, and they saw that she was preparing blintzes, and they were talking very hungry. They asked if they could have some. So she said, "No, shtel tzich far, I live here very far away. Once a week I go to town till I buy the mitzrachim, what to make, and I made it for myself, and I'm not budging, and go to the market." They said, "Listen, well, mama's stuck, it's far away, we're very hungry." She hiked them up on the price they were willing to pay, 1,000 rubles for a couple of lunches. They didn't have money. They said, "Well, come, you'll pay us after." She comes a week later back to the city to figure out which yeshiva they were in, and she mourned them, and they said, "Listen, the blintzes cost five rubles, we're willing to pay you 5 rubles. But this that you hiked up the price, we were an oinus. We will mischayev ba'oinus, and we don't have to pay. We will mischayev ba'oinus, and we don't have to pay." So they went to Reb Chaim Oizer, who was in Torah. And he asked the Isha, and he told her, "Do you know Gemara?" So she said, "No." "Do you know Shulchan Aruch?" "No." "Rambam?" "Mishnayim?" "I don't know nothing, Rabbi. I want 1,000 rubles. He says, "You know Chumash?" She said, "Yeah, Chumash Beisach." He says, "I'll bring you a ride from the Chumash." It says, "V'yakiv nosam le'esav lechem u'nezid adoshim." Esav asked for the nezid. Halitainim u'nezid adoshim. He didn't ask for the bread to go along with it. Dr. Chaim Oizer explaining to this lady, Yaakov knew that Esav was coming here starving, and they're selling the Bechorah, but he's going to give him just the nezid adoshim. Afterwards, Yaakov is going to come with the taina. He was an oinus. He was starving. He had no choice. The mechira is not a mechira. He was forced into it. But oinus, he's not mechuyev to sell. The mechir is not chal. Yaakov wanted to bavon that. So Yaakov first gave him lechem. He gave him lechem to shtelavek. Hunger is bistanish. He satiated him a little bit with bread. Now let's make the mechirat b'choira with nezir adoshim. And this is how Reb Chaim Oizer convinced the Isha that taka they could only mourn the going price for the bunsen. Nor chaval al the avdin, the way I heard the story, it's mevor from the nusach that I heard that Reb Chaim Oizer also had a raya from Gemara, from Shulchan Aruch, from Rambam, from Mishnayis. Chaval al the avdin to know where all those rayas from Vuvok given Gishpar is Yisoy. Oh, but from Chumash, Hav Medi Yisoy. Now, it's mevor that this day, this was Avram's Ketira, there's a shayla when exactly it was, but the Prima Godim in Hilchis Masa brings down that this was Erev Pesach, this story, and he says that one of the Averis, Esav did many Averis, five Averis that they Gemara Baba Basra, one of the Averis was he was Boyal Nara Meirasa. The Prima Godim in Hilchis Pesach wants to say a Chiddush, it doesn't mean he was Boyal Nara Meirasa. It means he ate the Masa. It says, Vayoich HaLechem, right? He didn't eat Chomet. But he ate the matzah, and you're not allowed to eat matzah erev Pesach. Yerushalmi says, "Kol ha'oichel matzah be'erev Pesach, ki ilu boil arusosoi be'beit chomiv." That's what it meant to boil. It says naira ma'arus, not arusosoi. That's what he wants to say. The prima godim and ilus Pesach, the mitzvah I invoke, and the Mishnah says zov that oy gimel that yak that Esav ate the matzah erev Pesach. That was the aveira of the boil arusosoi. Habak alamo gehatshver. He also ate nezir adoshim, and thus his kitnius. What's the mitzvah? So Sfaradim don't keep kidneys, but I wanted to say a bigger chiddush. I don't know, and this is interesting. If the Olam had the raya, maybe the minig of kidneys is only on Pesach itself. Is it usher to eat kidneys on erev Pesach? I don't know. Maybe the minig is only from Leo Pesach when it's taki b'karis. The chaymer of Shemi Yafin being from Shar Kemach to is there an isser? Is the minig of kidneys noig on erev Pesach? Efter psa a raya. Not from this. Yesh lichet is a raya. You have the sugya of the brachas. Like we explained already, Yitzchak wants to give brachas to Esav and not to Yaakov. And the bir hadavar is because Yitzchak feels that the brachas to Esav is going to be a bracha to both. Because Esav is going to be the zvul and Esav is going to be the tzinor, Esav is going to be the hechatimsa. But once he finds out that Esav is nishtazai ayayay, then he switches and he wants to give Yaakov the brachas. But in the original Havamim, he wanted there should be a mahalach of Yisachar Zvulim through Yaakov and Esav. But there's another interesting thing here. Rivka plays a role. Yitzchak wants to give the brachas to Esav. Me'idach Gisa, Yaakov instead comes in and he brings the matamim. Rivka plays a role in the system here, that she's the one that prevents it and gets Yaakov in. She even takes the achrayas, alai, kilalach, chabini. What's the amkis over here that Rivka is also a chelik of the story? I saw in the Shem Yishmur, he brings an interesting concept, the Emesek, that Yisoyed itself is Mavur, Avad, and the Arizal, and the Zoya. But we know that the Avois and the Imohois are Be'emes being Mesak and Chet Adam Arishin. That's the way it runs in the world. There was the original Chet of Adam and Bechava, and that Chet brought that the Oilam wasn't Kitikuna originally. The Haskhova of being re-Mesak in that is with the Shloisha Avois and the Arab Imohois. Be'emes, that would have came to Shlei Musay, but then he didn't have to go through the court HaBarzel Ben Mitzrayim. And Be'emes, then, when they came out, it was supposed to be the Tikkun Olami, but again there was Chet, and again it's for the Golos, and it's for the Vayisheni, and it's for the that there should be Tachpatat, and the Holocaust, and the Palestinians, and Mevatn, and Be'ezer Hashem, the Kor of the Olam will come to Kitik Tikkunai. And that's in short the story of this world. But the Hascholas Advarim is that the Ovois are being Mesakin, the Chet of Adam Bechav and Imod. Now, more specifically, the Ovois, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are being Mesak in the Chet of Adam, and there's a lot of inyanim in them that the Chesed, Gevura, and Tiferet of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov represent the Gimel Averis Chamuris, which the Shoyrish of it was Nichlal in the Chet of Eitz Hadas, Ki Yedua, and this Asak Serem Veganim. But, to the Nakuda we need, the Imahois are being Mesak in the Chet of Chava. So, Zokter Azei, one factor in the Chet of Chava was that Chava was Nidbaka to the Nochash. According to some shikas, it was taka. Hishiani literally means that they were taka in his davgu. According to our makoyers, that Cain was really from the nochash, not from Adam. Or b'cholifin, it was nizdavga im hanochash. Sorrow was the ticket of that. Sorrow tzveimo, emo mit paroi, and emo mit avimelech, was milkach lebeit paroi avimelech, and onda v'nisyoina, and not nizbaka, and vayoyma lehem, lemalach hach, and faker, she was misak in that chelik of the thing. The other chelik of the chet of Chava was the fact that she gave from the tree of the Eitz Hadas to Adam Arishon. This is where Rivka is playing a role, where Esav, who represents the Nochash and the chet Eitz Hadas and everything, and the matamin that Esav wants to bring in, Yitzchak has his cheshbonis, but what Esav is trying to do is to bring back this oichel, which is not the right oichel. And Rivka is Mesakin Chet Chava by being she's being the one that's Meneyah, that she convinces Yaakov Baharama to go in first and avoid that Chelik. So there Gishmak Dinyan, how Sarah was Mesakin one Chelik of it, and Rivka was Mesakin the other Chelik of it. Now, there's a sphere here, I don't have a clarifier in the Indian. On one hand, it says that it was Leil HaSeder, and that's why the Emes Yaakov is bringing Shtu Gdiyim, Echel LeKorban Chagiga, the Echel LeKorban Pesach. Interessant. Esav didn't bring two. Esav only brought one. Why is Yaakov bringing two? So the Torah says you need a chagiga when there's a big chavura, and then you have to eat first from the carbon chagiga, and when you're kemat ala soima, you're masking eat a kezai from the carbon pesach. Now, Avadu, we know Yitzchak and the Ovid Bechlal had a lot of people knew from Aleim, all the Talmidim, we are that we don't know, but the Talmidim knew from Aleim. They didn't hold an Esav Shechita. When Esav is bringing a carbon for Yaakov, there's no purpose for a Chagiga, it's a Chaburat Yochid. It's Yitzchak's carbon Pesach Aleim, and there's no Milvam Aleim, and no one's interested in Esav Shechita, and there's no service for Chagiga. But when Yaakov is bringing the carbon Pesach, Avada, that's going to be the carbon Pesach that the Kol HaChaburah HaNilv HaLeim of Yitzchak, and then it requires Taka Echad L'Chagiga and Echad L'Carbon Pesach. But there is a Sphira. There is also Mekoyers that it was Leil Yom Kippur and the two Gedim. Okay, Achil of Yom Kippur, I'm not into that now, but into that Prat, but the two Gedim represent the Sor El Hashem and the Sor El Azazel, and it's firm statement in them how you put together this, that on one hand put Pesach, and it's the Chagiga and the Pesach, and on the other hand, it's the Bechina of Yom Kippur. Rav Tzadik explains that it's not a Sfira, it could be both at the same time. Anyway, before Matan Torah, when it was Vesachnish, but it was also the Bechina of Pesach, also the Bechina of Yom Kippur. But I found the idea that there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Rosh Hashanah that it says there's a minig to eat a tapuach masoik bidvash, and on this minig to eat a tapuach masoik bidvash, the Ramah brings it in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah. And the Gros says, the Bira Gros says, why a tapuach masik bidvash? Because it says, Upiriyai masik lechiki. And it says, in this week's parasha, they told us, Kireya chasodeh, which the Targum says is chakal tapuchin. It's not the Targum by us, but he says it's the Targum of chakal tapuchin. V'hocha hoye b'roish ashana ki yedua. And v'ashteitech, that's the Bira Gros, that the story of Yaakov and Esav, of the brokens was on Rosh Hashanah, and that's the makar. The Reya Chassadah that came is the makar of eating a tapuach bidvash. So we mixed it in now. We have, on one hand it's Pesach, on one hand it's Yom Kippur, on one hand it's Rosh Hashanah. It's Shver to Shvimin, the Allah Chalakam of the Inyan. Rivka tells Yaakov Beharama to go into Yitzchak and make believe he's Esav. Now he does an interesting thing. He does a koil koil Yaakov Vayadayim Yidei Esav. Now, it's very schwer in pshat. Yitzchak is talking to himself and saying, Hakoil kol Yaakov. On the other hand, the seer, Ayadayim yidei Esav. V'lo yikira, he didn't know who it was, because it's a seer. So, v'yivarachei, you gave him a bracha. Havos. Go ask on the intercom, Fred Rivka, but put the veren d'arayim. He doesn't see, but there's a call, and well, where is it? On the other hand, the Yadayim and the Esav, it's a Shvim Nish. And it says, the Loi Yikira. The famous pshat from the Beit HaLevi, we'll say the Kitzur, Yitzchak and Esav knew that Yaakov was going to come to a Haroma, and they had a supposed foolproof plan that they said, Yaakov is going to come and fake it. He's going to put on a full spectrum Esav show. And he's going to get hearing like Esav, and he's going to talk like Esav. So Yitzchak and Esav made up a name, and we have a plan. Since we know that that's what Yaakov's going to do, so we have a simin to do, hafuch ala fuch it's called. And forget, you'll come in and have to talk like Yaakov, and only feel like Esav. Then I'll know it's the real you. Question. When Esav came in, he didn't talk like Yaakov. What happened to the plan? The ha'or on the Beit HaLevi, Avada. Or perhaps the Teretz is. Esav is first Esav, with the plan, without the plan. Over Eretz the Esav, he fell through. Over that's the Hatzah of the Beit HaLevi. But I have another Ha'orah. The Pasuk says, HaKol Kol Yaakov, Vayadayim Yidei Esav, V'lo Yikiroi, so he didn't know who it was. Why not? Everything is stimming like the Beit HaLevi. He's taking stock of the situation. Taka, we made up, he's talking like Yaakov. He feels like Esav. So why V'lo Yikiroi, that he didn't know? He did know. I want to say Pashut. V'lo Yikiroi is a different nigga. But what Yikiri means, he didn't know. The narrator is talking. Not that Yitzchak saying, oh, I'm confused. Yitzchak was positive. He was positive, and he was wrong. Because according to his conclusion, it's 100% Esav, and it wasn't. V'loi Yikira, he didn't know who it was. It's under a niggun in V'loi Yikira. Not the Pashim Pshat. And a different Pshat I heard was that Kiyadua, Yitzchak wanted to give the brachas to Esav and Avada. The point of this was that Fakir Esav is going to be the Zvulin, and that's going to cause him to go Lemutov. That's good for the pshat. Yitzchak thinks to himself, wow, my plan is working and even faster than I thought. I figured out, today the brachas that Esav is going to have Efshir Atikon, he's going to start behaving a little bit. Zeyazot, Hayadayim Ede Esav, Shoin Kvar, Hakoyim Kol Yaakov, already my plan is working, he's talking like Yaakov. I didn't think it would happen that quickly. And And once again, like this pshat, you also have to say, V'loy hikira, he was positive it's Esav. V'loy hikira, and he didn't recognize it because he's making a mistake. It was really Yaakov. So Esav gets very upset when he realized that he was taking the brachas away, and he says he wants to kill Yitzchak, and he wants to kill Esav, Yikavu Yimei Evel Avi. He wants to wait until Yitzchak is nifter, and then he wants to go kill Yaakov. Why does he want to wait till Yitzchak is nifter? There's a pshat, because when he'll be sitting Shiva, Yaakov won't be able to learn Torah, and even if he can learn Hilchas Aveilus, it's not. The simcha, the geshmak of learning a Toysis in Baba Basra and Upkalan, and that's the time when Yaakov will be at a low and he'll be able to get him. And that's why he was Yikruv Yimi, Evel Avi. Another pshat is because Be'emes, what is Esav thinking to himself? The brachas were given to Yaakov. And these brachas are real. This is not a joke. This is the brachas from the Ovis. So by killing him, it's going to take it away? The pshat is, yeah, he wants to wait for Yitzchak is Nifter. Then he'll kill Yaakov. And if he'll kill Yaakov, then he'll get the brachas because he's the only Yerush. If Yitzchak is still alive, then when he kills Yaakov, it's going to go back to Yitzchak, and Yitzchak can still re-give it to anyone he wants. That's why he wants to wait until Yitzchak is Nifter. After Yitzchak is Nifter, then he'll be able to go and get the brachas. Now the emphasis, it's a medrash, it's mabel. The medrash says that Esav was so oiskechesh in what his plan was. At the end of the parasha, it says that Esav wanted to go make a shidduch with Yishmol. Right? He saw that it was Roy Benoit Kanaan, so he didn't get rid of them, but he was moist of chet al chayim. He wanted to be mishtadach with Yishmol. It didn't work out. That's why it says machlas bas Yishmol. Achoyis nevoyis. Yishmol wasn't around. Esav and Yishmol can't get together. If they would have gotten together, it would be korban oil. But what was this plan? It's fascinating. The Medrash says Esav had a plan to be mishtadach with Yishmol. Then he was going to convince Yishmol to kill Yitzchok, because he's going to convince and race on Yishmol that Yishmol should really kill Yitzchok, because Yishmol and Yitzchok was the original fight of who gets the brachas from Avram. And as Mechutin, as Edom, he's going to convince Yishmol to go kill Yitzchok. And right afterwards, he's going to become a great tzaddik. He's going to be a goyel adam. Yishmol killed his father, and he's going to go kill Yishmol. This is what he was planning to do and get the brachas back. As I was saying, the Medrash, that was the inyan why he wanted to shtel back with him. So Edom is very upset. Now there's an interesting aura. Rivka tells Yaakov Avinu to go run to Laban's house. What is the greatest Esav to run to Laban's house? Why is that such an Esav? Esav can't chase him away to Laban's house. What's the greatest glick that he's going to run away based Laban? Unnoch Akasha. He taka didn't. Esav didn't run after him to base Laban. What was Rivka's plan? And it obviously worked. Why is Esav not running after him to base Laban? The pshat is, we know by the brachas, it says, V'hoya kasher torid, uferakta ulay me'otav arecha. Esav knows that the system of the brachas works, that Yaakov is given the brachas, but only if he's oimid b'madrega haruchnis. If he falls through, V'hoya kasher torid, then uferakta ulay me'otav arecha. If Yaakov is going to fall through, it won't be miskayim. Rivka had a plan. Zot Rivka to Yaakov. Yaakov, go to Lavan's house. And it's very dangerous. Lavan's house, Manhattan, go there. And the emes is Yaakov, you'll survive. And that's what he says afterwards. In Lavan garti v'taryag mitzah shamarti, I survive. Oh, but it's poshet to Esav. Doesn't have a doubt. Esav is positive that Yaakov's going to fall through. By base, Lavan alein, no chance of surviving. He was wrong, because with the right sugan, you could survive. But this was Lavan's, this was Rivka's plan. Esav will zicha think that if you're going to Beit Lavan, you'll zicha fall through and have a mapola and ruchnis, and then he's going to get the brachas without having to kill you, because v'hoya kasher torid uferakdu l'mealtav arecha. And that's why Esav Tasha didn't want to ask him. Zolaveren fagroven dorten beruchnis in Beit Lavan. Oh, but the emes is Yaakov survived. In Lavan garti and v'chol v'estatari v'mitzah shamati. That's the amkus of his message to Esav back. Do us gemeint, I would fall through, and that's why he didn't chase me out over here. Over in Lavan garti and v'chol v'estatari v'mitzah shamati.